You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
Hello dear friends, this is Radio Belarus International with the latest news from Belarus, briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko congratulates Anura Kumara Dissanayake on re-election as Sri Lanka's president. Belarus-UAE discuss prospects for bilateral cooperation. China's latest medical technologies on display in Great Stone Park near Minsk. And about these and other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
And we start with official events. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko congratulated Anura Kumara Dissanayake on his re-election as President of Sri Lanka. I hope that with your support we will be able to fully utilize our capacities in bilateral cooperation in trade and economy, education, culture, humanitarian affairs and other sectors. The message of greetings reads, the head of state suggested that the governments of the two countries update cooperation plans in mechanical engineering, agriculture, chemical industry, tourism, and education. Belarus has considerable experience in producing a wide range of goods and providing services that can meet the needs of Sri Lanka, the president said. Alexander Lukashenko wished Anura Kumara Dissanayake success in his responsible state post and implementation of all the plans aimed at the development of Sri Lanka.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Political affairs.
Belarusian Minister of Foreign Affairs Maxim Rezhenkov met with Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary of the United Arab Emirates to Belarus Ibrahim Salim Mohamed Al-Mushara. The parties discussed the interministerial coordination, ways of promoting bilateral trade, economic and investment cooperation, upcoming bilateral events and interaction in international organizations including BRICS, the ministry said. The parties also discussed prospects for interaction between the countries, including interregional cooperation and investment projects.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
The exports by Belelectrom Enterprises rose by 6%. The biggest increase was registered in the geographically distant markets and the CIS, not including Russia, chairwoman of the Belarusian light industry concern Belelectrom Tatiana Lugina said during a press conference. The analysis into the Belarusian light industry exports in January-August 2024 showed that the work carried out by Belelectrom to gain a foothold in the markets of Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, and Azerbaijan yielded results. Sales of domestic products in these markets have made a decent leap. The head of Belelectrom said that the domestic light industry also performed well in terms of supplies to the Indian market. Exports to China surged almost 3.2 times. The Belarusian light industry also trades with European countries. Tatiana Lugina said that Belarusian linen fabrics are exported to Italy and Turkey. Small volumes of exports to Serbia and Belgium remained in place. Export is an ever-fluid value. Therefore, today it is not easy to predict our presence in a particular market. Despite the influence of various factors of the external economic environment, we intend to keep our numbers and fulfill the tasks that the government sets for us in terms of exports, Tatiana Lugina noted.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
A Belarusian business delegation held a meeting with the leadership of the Vietnamese Enterprises Club in Ho Chi Minh City. During the meeting, the parties agreed to promote Belarusian products and services in the Vietnamese market. The roundtable meeting discussed the practical realization of Belarusian business interests in the Vietnamese market. The meeting focused on the prospects for Belarusian companies specializing in industrial, food, pharmaceutical, and tourism sectors. According to the center, the Vietnamese Enterprises Club agreed to facilitate the promotion of Belarusian products and services in the Vietnamese market, including via local online platforms.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Joint industrial projects of Belarus and Zimbabwe are promising, Belarusian Industry Minister Alexander Yefimov said during a working meeting with Chief Secretary of the President and Cabinet of Zimbabwe, Martin Rushwaya, in Minsk. The minister expressed interest in expanding supplies of the Belarusian industrial products to the Zimbabwean market. He noted that nowadays Africa is an actively developing region of great interest to the global business community. The African market is one of the priority and promising markets for the Belarusian manufacturing sector. In recent years, Belarus and Zimbabwe have successfully implemented joint projects, Alexander Yefimov emphasized. According to him, Belarus offers favorable conditions and opportunities for long-term mutually beneficial cooperation with Zimbabwe. Official and working visits, including at the highest level, facilitate this. For his part, Martin Brushwaya praised the industrial cooperation between the two countries. Our agricultural production has significantly increased thanks to the supplies of Belarusian machinery, he said. He also lauded the high-quality maintenance service for the Belarusian equipment.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
An exhibition of Chinese medical equipment is an opportunity to get familiar with the latest achievements and innovations of China in the field of medical technologies. Alexander Yaroshenko, head of the administration of the China-Belarus Great Stone Industrial Park, said during the exhibition launch ceremony in Great Stone, "We're holding such an exhibition for the first time. It was preceded by a lot of preparation. We came up with the idea a few years ago, together with our Chinese partners, and now the idea has come to fruition. I want to thank the Chinese partners and the Belarusian Healthcare Ministry for their active work to implement this idea. The exhibition provides a unique opportunity to get acquainted with China's latest achievements and innovations in the field of medical technologies," Alexander Yaroshenko said. "Belarus and China have always taken care of the health of their citizens, their well-being. As our Chinese friends say, there are five happinesses, but the most important of them is longevity," he added.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
Belarus has a worthy place in international tourism. Director of the Belarusian National Tourism Agency Dmitry Morozov said at a press conference to mark World Tourism Day. The Belarusian National Tourism Agency has been working to promote Belarusian tourist products in Russia and other countries, both online and offline. It also organizes promotional tours. It is important to promote Belarus among foreign business professionals, Dmitry Morozov noted. Our summers have become longer. We enjoy up to 5 months of warm weather. This expands the possibilities for organizing such promotional tours. Belarus also takes part in international tourism events. For example, the country's tourism potential was presented in Moscow on 17th-19th September. The next event is the Tashkent International Tourism Fair. Earlier, travel operators from Uzbekistan visited Belarus on the promotional tour. The countries are interesting to each other because nature is different in Uzbekistan and Belarus. It is an opportunity to change the familiar environment, have a different experience, Dmitry Morozov said.
Radio Belarus. The News Review.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Vitebsk region. Welcome to Belarus. Vitebsk region is located in the northeast of Belarus and borders on Lithuania, Latvia, and Russia. The nature has generously endowed it with forests, numerous lakes, and more than 600 deep rivers. The National Park Broslav Lakes is famous far beyond the borders of the country. There are over 30 tourist attractions in the territory of park, wildlife sanctuaries, various monuments of architectural and archaeological significance. This region provides ample opportunities to have rest and get unforgettable impressions. Berezinski Reserve is included into the World Network of Biosphere Reserves protected by UNESCO. you have a wonderful opportunity to visit this picturesque region, which has no peers elsewhere in the world. It has an impressive number of national reserves, and over 40 wildlife sanctuaries are located in Vitebsk region. The most ancient towns of Belarus are Politsk, Vitebsk, and Orsha. More than 30 state museums and 16 of their branches are available for tourists. There are 42 magnificent mansions and a great number of parks protected by the state here. The life and work of famous enlighteners and artists are connected with Vitebsk land. St. Euphrosyne of Politsk, Semyon Politsky, Francisc Skorina, the artists Marc Chagall, Ilya Repin, and Kazimir Malevich. About 20 large festivals and holidays which get visitors from many countries of the world are held annually in the region. Famous festival Slavansky Bazaar is one of such holidays. Hospitable Vitebsk land will be glad to greet you.
Music Box.
Любов свою, шикачу, шикачу.
You're listening to Radio Belarus.
Music Box.
Знана, и лед ломает река. Я знание, мерцающее изнутри, сияние, которое озарит место, где тенью серых сомнений скрыты поля любви. На своих волнах сам себе форма, сам себе 12+. Как вино открыт, как апрель звенит мой эфир, как краса на вкус. Я действие без страха и суеты, рождественский подарок, танец мечты. Ты со мной рядом, что еще надо? Жгу за собой мосты на своих волнах. Надо. Жгу за собой мосты. Я радио, свободная, как облака. Я радио.